anime is for nerds. I'm Junior.
And I'm Marcus.
Let's talk about it. Because we are the nerds.
We are the nerds. Yeah.
Okay. So, this was a topic that came to us because just one day we were on the phone talking about, like, oh, do you remember when Naruto had Mattel toys? Like,
yeah.
American-made Naruto toys?
Wow, the good old days.
Oh, yeah.
You go to Toys R Us or, like, Target or Walmart and you just buy Naruto toys.
Yep,
good times.
Yeah. They're pretty good cool times. Too. Like, I still have a few.
I don't have any of mine. That's a lie. I'm pretty sure I still have Zabuza.
Yeah, Zabuza.
Zabuza. Ugh.
So, for those who don't know, like, years ago.
Literally years ago. Like,
the first video we ever made.
Our very first YouTube video was like off of a VCam now.
Yeah. You can look that up.
Yeah.
But it's like with a Zabuza toy.
Yep.
And we just made him go through the worst of pains.
Yep. We put Linkin Park on in the background because we're edgy kids.
But like, it was Linkin Park and Jay-Z's remix album. It was really like, that's a throwback.
Yep.
But yeah, the Zabuza series, I need to release them again in like,
oh my gosh,
1080p,
yeah.
like AI enhanced.
Oh lord.
But yeah, you can hear our voices. I'll put a link to it in the thing.
In the description?
Yeah,
of
so
the
you
Spotify.
Guys, okay, is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll put a link down there so you guys can see it. I should put that on my portfolio.
Oh, absolutely.
Look, not only have I filmed, like,
it's
this
one of
person, that
greatest
person.
Greatest videos ever.
I made the Zabuza series. Okay. Capital Z. Zabuza.
Zabuza. Don't get it twisted.
Okay, so I guess we'll just start with Naruto then.
Okay.
Because it's funny. Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon, and like Pokemon were the gateway anime back
absolutely
in the day, right? Yep. And
like, there are people that don't watch anime and they know Sailor Moon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And like Dragon
and
Ball.
Dragon Ball.
And Pokemon. Like, yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
But what's funny is, like, I watched Dragon Ball, more so Dragon Ball Z, because where we're from, Canada, we had both on YTV.
Yes, we did.
But we got Dragon Ball later. Like,
yeah,
it was
weird. Really weird.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we did get Dragon
Ball, like,
much later.
Yeah.
We got Dragon Ball Z, and then no Dragon Ball, and then Dragon Ball came out.
And it was funny, because I remember being like, wait, is this a prequel? It's like, oh, wait, no, this is the first one?
Yeah, that's the original. Yeah, it's not a prequel.
Yeah.
The reason why it doesn't look as good.
Yeah, it's the art and everything, it looks so different.
Yeah.
But yeah, what's so funny with Dragon Ball, right, is just how I watched so much of it as a kid, but I remember so little of it. Like, nothing in Dragon Ball had an impact on me.
Yeah.
And, like, I've rewatched bits and pieces as an adult.
Yeah.
And whenever people are like, yo, man, Dragon Ball Z was, like, the greatest thing ever when I was a kid and stuff like that, I'm like, how come it didn't resonate with me that much?
Yeah.
And I feel like a big reason for that, Naruto, in my opinion at least, does a lot of interactions.
Yeah.
Character interactions a lot better.
Definitely.
Than Dragon Ball.
Way better. Than Dragon
Ball Z is like, hey, this is cool action, and that's usually where
that's
it ends.
Where it ends. Yeah. No, like, when you look back and you try to remember Dragon Ball Z, the only thing you can remember are cool
boss
fights.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
that's
like,
it.
Oh, remember when he fought Frieza?
Yeah.
Remember when he fought Boo? Remember when he fought Cell? Like, Cell's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Because, like, Cell is actually scary the
yeah
first time you see Cell.
Cell's terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, the introduction of Cell, like, that whole
yeah
arc is dope.
Yeah.
Like the android arc, yeah.
And like, it all revolves around the villain.
Yeah.
And, like, how's the hero gonna stop the villain?
Yeah.
And that's, like, very classic storytelling. But what I find hilarious is how Dragon Ball, like, Dragon Ball Neutral.
Yeah.
Like, Dragon Ball Vanilla.
Dragon,
like,
Ball OG.
Pre-DLC Dragon Ball. It's none of that. It's, like, a big adventure. And
yes.
Like, I kind of prefer that.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Because there's a lot more with the characters and how they communicate and stuff.
OG Dragon Ball as an anime is so much more fun to watch than
yeah
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, and dude, like, even rewatching it,
yeah,
I completely feel like
yeah
there's more going on.
It's so much more fun.
And it's easier to follow, like, everyone's power level, dude.
Yeah.
Because, like, it gets ridiculous in Dragon Ball Z. But one thing I'll never forget in Dragon Ball Vanilla, right, is when Goku Kamehameha's himself through King Piccolo. Like,
Piccolo.
Just that visual alone is really amazing. Where every fight in Dragon Ball Z usually just ends with someone shooting a laser at someone else.
Yes.
Like, every single one of the fights.
Yes.
And people are always like, yo, but remember with the father-son coming out of my house? I'm like, the father-son laser beam?
Laser beam, yeah.
So another laser beam. Yeah, and like, you know, if you like it, but it's funny, because even as a kid, I remember it not really being the one that got me. Mm. But Naruto came along, and I remember, man, I remember my first exposure to Naruto, bro.
This one way.
Where I was at your house, and you had the GameCube.
Yeah.
And Kayla was over.
Yeah.
And she brought Clash of Ninja.
Mm.
That was the first time I'd ever heard of Naruto Naruto.
That's crazy.
And it was crazy, too, because you picked, like, Naruto and she picked Sakura. So then I'm like, okay, I guess I'll be Sasuke. Or no, you picked Zabuza.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember that because you fought me and you did. I noticed when you fought Kayla, you used your special and he'd, like, swing his sword. So I'm like, okay. And then you used your special on me and I jumped because I'm like, okay, the sword's going to miss. You can dodge it, and that stuck with me, and I'm like, oh, this game's fun, like, this is cool.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, there's a show, and I'm like, there's a show for this? And that was it, man. That's what I became the biggest Naruto fan.
My first exposure to Naruto was my cousin Chance was over, and I used to have a bunk bed, and I remember me and him were chilling on the top of the bunk bed. I don't remember what we were doing. We're just messing around. And we had YTV on in the background, as you do when you have company over. And we were watching Robot Chicken before, right? And that was on. It was like, oh, that's so funny. The Robot Chicken ended.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, let's check YTV. And then anime was on, right? And it was Naruto. Mm-hmm. And it's just on in the background. Like, it's one of the early episodes. Like, nothing crazy's going on. It's like the most boring arc of Naruto. Like I don't
right
know,
after the first episode.
Yeah, I don't know how that show kept going.
Yeah.
Because my goodness, were the first parts of that show terrible.
Yeah.
In the background, it's like Naruto talking to Sasuke and like Sakura's there. And every time they said Sakura, my cousin Chance, who was really, really big into soccer, he loved soccer. He thought they were calling Sakura soccer ball. And I will always remember that. And and at that point, we were like, yeah, what is even on the TV? And we turned, we start watching, and we're like, oh.
Kind of cool.
Not bad. And then I started tuning into it every week, and I was like, whoa, the Chunin exams?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, man.
Zabuza? Who is this guy?
Naruto was so cool, because, like, remember getting Shonen Jump, like, the...
Yes.
The magazine?
The big magazine, yeah.
Yeah, and, it gave you, like, info on the characters and stuff.
Yeah.
That's so cool, man.
Yep.
Now you just look that up.
Yeah, like, now it's on the internet.
Yeah, it's all on the internet now.
But
back then, like, buying that Shonen Jump and reading stuff and seeing, like, learning about new manga through it, too.
My favorite thing about Naruto is that it got me into, like, looking up anime on the internet.
Yep.
And, like, a lot of you are too young to remember, man, the days of looking up, anime on YouTube.
Yep.
And you would find it, but it'd be in, like, 10 different parts.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be, like, 2-minute cuts of the episode.
And it'd be in, like, 240p.
Yep.
And, like, you'd find part 1, 2, 3, and then 5, 6, 7. And then you're like, hey, yo, where's 4?
Yeah, you would be fine. You'd go on without it. You'd just be like, oh,
or
well.
You'd find a completely different channel that has a part 4. And it's like a bit of what part 3 was from the other channel, but you just bear with it. It's so crazy,
man.
Because YouTube didn't have like the serious copyright strikes and all that stuff back then. YouTube was the Wild West early in the day.
It was the Wild West back
then. Yeah, you watched like every episode of your favorite show on there.
It was all there.
Yeah, in terrible quality, but
horrible.
It was there.
Recorded off of someone's like handheld camera while they're watching it on their TV.
And there'd be like a Bandicam,
Bandicam
watermark
logo
somewhere.
Yeah, Fraps, man. Logo somewhere.
Somewhere. There'd just be something.
Oh, man. Fraps. You remember that?
Yeah, of course.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
Dragon Ball Z, definitely a show that was there growing up.
Well,
Sailor Moon was a show that was, like, there growing up.
Oh, man, I love... Okay, like, I'll say this. Dragon Ball Z, right? Mm-hmm. So, there's different theme songs in different countries, okay?
Yes.
Now, in America, they got Rock the Dragon, which is really cool. It's a really cool rock song, right? But in Canada... We got probably the lamest theme song, and it was the most confusing thing talking to people who weren't from Canada about the theme song, because then they'd be like, what are you singing?
Are you talking about?
Right? Because our Dragon Ball Z theme song was Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball Z! That was our theme song. Dragon Ball Z! Literally. And if you don't believe us, look it up. Canadian Dragon Ball Z theme song.
So funny.
And like, it's so lame.
Yeah, it's bad.
And it doesn't match the visuals at all, because the visuals are for Rock the Dragon. That's the other funny part.
Yep.
But yeah. Sailor Moon, right?
Mm.
I gotta say, it's kind of funny. When I was a kid, I think I saw Sailor Moon first of the big three, the big three gateway animes.
Yeah.
Because my babysitter, she would have it on.
Yeah.
And I remember just, like, liking the designs. I didn't remember what was going on. But, like, many years later, I'd rewatch Sailor Moon. Just the good parts, not the filler.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, Sailor Moon's an interesting show, too. Where, like, it starts really grounded.
Yes.
And stuff. There's weird logic jumps where it's like, okay, so if these intergalactic space creatures and all that stuff are, like, the Sailor Scouts, and then they gave the Sailor Scouts to the Earthlings and all that stuff, why are they sailors?
Mm.
We've had this discussion before.
I'm telling
you,
why
are they dressed like sailors? What is the space reason for that?
It's crazy because they have been existing before.
Yeah, before Earth.
Before Earth.
Yeah.
So
why do they look like Earth sailors? It's really funny.
It is one of the biggest questions
that
I've ever, like, I always had. And, like, that's armor.
Yeah, it's superpower armor.
It's superpower armor.
Yeah.
So, like, my theory was that like someone like from like the original Sailor Scouts went through time, or like whoever came up with the idea went through time and landed in Japan and saw like school uniforms, sailor school uniforms, and are like, that's the one.
It's the armor.
That's what we're putting them in.
Yep.
Yeah. No. It's a crazy.
Tuxedo mask is a tuxedo and a top hat and some glasses or like whatever
the mask. Yeah.
Domino mask. Like what? It's funny too, because like I think when I rewatched it, the most iconic moment for me was when Sailor Jupiter's introduction. The Sailor Scouts, for the most part, would always sneak into wherever they were going. They'd have to go through vents or something. And when Jupiter is introduced, the first thing they do is have all of them like, "Oh, we need to get inside this place. Okay, we got to find a way to sneak in." And Sailor Jupiter's like, "Why?" And then she, like, thunder blasts the door open. And I was like, that is such a great establishing moment for, like, who this character is. Like, oh, okay, so she's, like, the powerhouse and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's crazy, because, like, Naruto is better than all of them.
No. That's what I was getting at. I was like, Dragon Ball was there, you know, always in my childhood in the background, but it never made me look for more anime.
Exactly, like, yeah.
Dragon Ball, Pokemon, Digimon, Sailor Moon, they would all come on. Mm-hmm. And, like, honestly, as a kid, I never really considered Pokemon as an anime. Like, I was just a cartoon that would come on and be like, oh, yeah, ha, ha, ha. And then Naruto came out, and I'm watching Naruto, and I'm, like, reading, like, the manga from Shonen Jump. I'm like, wow. And then you look through Shonen Jump, you see more manga, and you're all like, oh, dude. And then Bleach came out.
Bleach.
And you're watching Bleach. Yeah. And you're watching Death Note.
And Shaman King.
Yeah, and Shaman King. Yeah. And you're out here looking up all these new anime and manga and whatever. And then by the end of it, you're a weeb.
Like that, or like, it. You know, that's the funny thing. Because I always tell people that it's like, yeah, so there's like the original gateway of like Dragon Ball, Sailor Moon, and Pokemon. And then there's like the big three, as people put it, Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece.
Yeah.
Which is mind-blowing that One Piece is on there, because for those who don't know...
It is, though.
We're not saying it's not. It's just, for those who don't know, we got like a really watered-down version of One Piece.
Four kids One Piece.
We actually grew up with that.
Oh,
so
it's a terror.
Yeah, when people told me like, oh, One Piece is up there for the big three, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, it turns out we just got a terrible version of it.
Yep.
Like a really bad version of One Piece. A
horrible version of One Piece.
Yeah.
Actual One Piece is pretty good.
Yeah, I've been told. I've been told it's really good. I've been told it's really long.
Yeah, it's very long.
Yeah, what I think is so funny, though, with Naruto, right? Full disclosure, Naruto is neither of our favorite anime.
No.
Like, neither of us would be like, oh, this is bizarre, but this is my favorite.
Yeah.
Because, like, and, like, I feel like a big part of that, for me at least, Naruto has cool arcs, and then it has everything else.
Yeah.
Like, and I do mean just everything else. It's not necessarily bad, but it's just, like, whatever.
Mm.
Like, and then Shippuden comes along, and then it's like, yo, we are wizards. Like, we're not ninjas anymore. We're casting spells, and we're...
magic, baby.
Yeah, this is...
Yo, oh, you didn't think there was enough ninjutsu in original Naruto? we're about to blow your mind.
Remember when you had to train hard to like use something really powerful? Nah, you have to be born so that you have eyes. And if you don't have the eyes, you can rip the eyes out of someone else so that you have the eyes. Like, it gets ridiculous later on.
It's so funny because like original Naruto's like, yeah, we got Byakugan, we got Sharingan.
That's it.
And then Shippuden was like, now we got Rinnegan, we got Mangekyo Sharingan, we got Awakened Mangekyo Sharingan, we got Rinnegan infused with Sharingan, we got Byakugan infused with...
I got three eyes, and then three eyes two of them are Sharingan, yep. One of them's Rinnegan.
It's ridiculous, dude. I got eyes in my arms.
Yeah, Donzo. Oh my gosh, so
I collected
stupid.
A bunch of Sharingan eyes, and they're all in my arms.
And I still lost.
Yeah, and I still lost.
Yeah, man. That was the thing with Naruto. When Naruto is grounded and it's like focused on, okay, this is what's going on right now. We're not trying to introduce a million characters all at once. It's just like, this is how this is going.
Yeah.
Characters have to practice to get better. It's not just I get better and I'm better now. Like, yeah. I'm better now. Just period.
I'm literally just better.
Yeah,
no.
But like, I think I've said before on like, I've said it countless times on things we've recorded, but the first episode of Naruto, it's like, so the moral of the story is to cheat.
Cheat.
Like, take the Forbidden Scroll and then use it. The thing you're not supposed to do.
Yep.
And then it's like, okay, Naruto starts losing more. Okay, I'm going to learn summoning jutsu. And now that's going to be my whole thing. Like, so Shadow Clone Jutsu, that's my whole thing. Summoning Jutsu, okay, I'm going to use that too. Okay, Rasengan, okay, that's it.
Yep.
What else does Naruto do? Sexy Jutsu? But
yeah, that's God now, though.
Yeah. So, like,
everything is a whole loadout off of Shadow Clone Jutsu, Summoning Jutsu, and Rasengan.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all Naruto.
But it's cool because all three of those are way weaker in the original Naruto.
Yes.
Later on, Rasengan is just like... ridiculous.
What Naruto ends up doing with Rasengan in Shippuden and Boruto is... I don't even know how to put it. Like,
what gets me too is that it's so random how he learns them. He just bumps into Jiraiya just cuz.
Yeah.
Just bumps into him.
Yep.
And it's like, hey kid, I know this really powerful move that you're gonna base the rest of your life on.
Yeah. Also, I knew your dad.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't come searching for you or anything.
Yeah. No.
No. I knew you'd find me.
Yeah, eventually you'd run across me or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Naruto's great and all. Definitely not my favorite anime. But like that was the gateway anime into other anime for me.
Yeah, for me too.
Like, when you're younger, you're watching Naruto, and then other animes are coming on, and then you start watching, like, Bleach, and you're like, oh, this is cool. Oh, man, Ichigo, he's got a big old sword. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Renji's got a big old sword. Big old swords.
That was Bleach.
Bleach was big old sword. Big old sword, anime. The anime. And like, cool set pieces. Like, Bleach looked cool.
Yeah, Bleach was all style.
It was
like,
so...
Like, all style, dude.
Cute style, bro. It was so over the top. It had Uryu, the guy with the glasses. He like, the smart, intelligent anime character.
No one's costumes made any sense.
Nobody's costume made any sense.
Hellbell or whatever her
name
is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
impossible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, Naruto had fan service, but Bleach... Bleach was, like, your first step into the fan service world of anime.
And it's weird, too, because, like, it never made sense in Bleach.
It did not. Yep, yeah.
But, like, Naruto, it's like, okay, he's doing this so that this can happen, and, like, you know, they draw attention to it. And it's like, oh, the characters react. But
yeah,
Bleach
yeah.
is just, like, everyone's just out, bro.
Yeah, like, in Naruto, it's like, oh, that character's a pervert.
Yeah.
So then sexy jutsu is a thing to, like, stop him or whatever. Or Tsunade, who's... An adult, full on adult, just has huge knockers, you know, but she's an adult. Or Hime is a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, Bleach was the first step into, like, oh, anime can get weird.
That's so true. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Just anime. Yeah, Bleach really is.
Bleach is that one where it's like, okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Check this out.
And then you watch that, and like, if Naruto was the one that you watch as, like, a. Preteen, Bleach is what you watch as a teen. And then in your late teens, you find Death Note.
Mm.
And it's like, whoa, anime can get psychological. Like, it can get deep without fights.
Anime doesn't need to have action scenes. Yeah.
It'll be good. You know? You're just like, okay, whoa.
Seriously, though. Death Note is the gateway into, like, not shonen.
Yes.
Like, just anything, like, seinen, I guess.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, just other kinds of anime.
Other kinds of anime, absolutely.
It's so true. And just a thing for, like, throwbacks. So we would actually watch this on Bionics, which was YTV's Friday night schedule of just anime.
Yeah. What's it called in America?
I don't know. Toonami?
Toonami, yeah.
Was that?
Yeah, that was Toonami. It? They had Toonami, yeah.
Yeah, Toonami. Yeah, we had Bionics. Bionics was way cooler. Mm. We had graffiti and, like, remember the logo and everything? It was really, like, white and black and blue and stuff.
It was fire.
It was really cool.
It was fire.
But it was cool, too, because, like, it was... every Friday, and like everyone, I remember at school we'd talk about it and we'd tell each other. That was the other thing. Anime spread by word of mouth.
Yep.
Like, there wasn't, like, I'm sure forums existed, but like we were like preteens. We didn't know about most of that. So it was like, yo, have you heard of Naruto? If you like that, you should watch Bleach. Like, that was usually how the conversation escalated.
Yep.
Right. And then, you know, the age of the internet, you know, you look up other anime and maybe you'll see fan art or something with a character you recognize or the character you don't recognize. Yep. And it's like, oh, what are they from?
I remember being so awe-inspired by Al Alric from Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, right.
I saw the metal arm online. I was like, yo, this man, that's sick.
Yeah.
And I watched Full Metal Alchemist, like, original on Bionics. God. That show's so boring.
The show is so boring. Do you remember when they brought Full Metal Alchemist to the Bionics?
Yeah.
And I tried so hard to get into that one.
Me too.
Like, I remember Vishal, straight up Vishal told me, he's like, dude, the ideas in this are so cool.
Yeah. Conceptually, it's fire.
Yeah.
Conceptually, it was fire. I'm so glad they went back and redid Brotherhood, because Brotherhood's great.
Yeah.
I loved watching Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. But... man, it's kind of crazy how a lot of anime that we got in Canada, or just like early on, was like really bad.
Yeah.
Like, but like you go back and you watch like One Piece as an example. Yeah, you go back and watch like actual One Piece.
Oh, like real One Piece?
And you're just like, oh, this is actually decent. You go back and watch Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, like the finished version of Full Metal Alchemist. You're like, wow, this is actually a really good anime.
Yep.
It's kind of wild.
What's really wild is like Dragon Ball GT was a thing. Remember that? Yeah, yeah, literally. Do you remember Dragon Ball GT? Bro. I remember watching that, and like I'd watch Dragon Ball, and then Dragon Ball Z, and then Dragon Ball GT, and always feel like, you know, I'm gonna...
getting a little tired here.
Start yawning.
I think it might be bedtime.
Bro, that should never be a thing you feel while watching anime, bro.
Dragon Ball GT is such an interesting show because, like, you'd watch Dragon Ball, right?
Yeah.
And it's like super grounded. There's not too many. There's not too many beams or anything. It's
really lighthearted.
Lighthearted, pure martial arts. Then you watch Dragon Ball Z, and Dragon Ball Z is like, it can be lighthearted, but it's like it's the edgier.
People die.
Yeah, people like, die.
People
it's
straight up die.
It's very edgy,
in like violent ways.
Krillin gets blown up.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they destroy planets. Like it's like. It's cool.
Yeah.
But there's still like a grounded level to Dragon Ball Z compared to GT.
Oh, GT? Yeah. Compared to GT, absolutely.
Flip on Dragon Ball GT, there's a chance that you will see about 4 blinding supernovas of light from robots.
Dude, there's an episode where Goku goes to hell and he fights Frieza and Cell, who use Destructo Disc, a move that they could have never been taught. They just learned it in hell.
Yep.
And then they try to kill Goku, and then they make like a new move called like Death of Despair, some lameness like that. And I remember that episode being like, wait, hell's real too? I know heaven's a thing, but like, wait, so there's a hell and like bad guys go there, and then it's like, okay, then they like fight prehistoric dinosaurs or something. Like, what?
Dragon Ball GT, baby.
Dragon Ball GT is weird.
Dragon Ball GT, yeah, Dragon Ball GT.
Dragon Ball GT.
I don't know,
it's crazy too, because like I have like a like kind of nostalgia for that theme song, because I remember being up late at night, it's dark, and it was just me and my dad watching it. But like, bro, I could not tell you what happened.
No,
in any of the episodes, other than that one where he's in hell, and I was like, what?
Look, the point where Dragon Ball GT, at any point where it was half decent, was the end.
Yeah.
Like everything happens at the end.
So here's baby Vegeta.
Here's baby Vegeta.
So much, bro. Also, Super Saiyan 4.
Yep.
I was so disappointed. I'm like, oh, what's it gonna be? Is his hair gonna be to his sides? Is he gonna grow a beard? Like what? He's a monkey.
He's a monkey. Yep. Frieza was right.
And then he fuses with Super Saiyan 4 Vegeta, who gets Super Saiyan. He skips Super Saiyan 3.
He skips 3.
He skips it.
Just said, like, I don't need 3. What are you talking about? I'm going to 4. I'm better than you, Goku. I don't need three.
And then he fuses with Goku, and then they're a red-haired monkey.
Yep.
And I'm like, this is the point where I'm done. I'm good. I'm out.
You don't like Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta?
I really do.
He's great.
I actually genuinely do. He's so cool. I love that whole design.
He's so cool.
I absolutely love it. And it bothers me that we'll never see it again. Absolutely, like, it's not canon.
It's GT. But I'm talking it
like
sucks.
Super Saiyan 4, though. Like, that's where I'm like, this is stupid.
Yep.
Like,
yep. Yep.
He's just a monkey.
Yep.
Like, fusion, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, because his hair is red.
Yeah.
And it's, like, kind of, like, it makes sense with the Saiyan thing, but I just hate that. So, Super Saiyan 1, 2, and 3, what was that all about?
Yeah,
where was the monkey there?
You guys just forgot the monkey.
I'm confused.
Y'all just left the monkey out? That's crazy. That's wild.
Yeah.
Now, my favorite part about Dragon Ball, definitely the games, though. Like, Tenkaichi.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Tenkaichi 3.
The Budokai, just the Budokai, base Budokai.
Yeah, the Budokai games are fire.
Yeah.
That's how you figured out, that's how you seen all the characters before the anime.
Yeah, before the anime.
Yeah, kind of like the Naruto game.
Well, okay, funny with Naruto games, even just like looking up Naruto online, you'd find out that, oh my gosh, in Japan, this show's like way far ahead. So I remember seeing the fight between Naruto and Sasuke way before my friends did.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, it's so cool. Also, did you know that Naruto had a like uncensored cut? There's a version of Naruto with swearing in it. Like,
what?
Yeah. I found that out through iTunes. I remember buying an episode and then they cussed and I'm like, whoa. Because on YTV, that wouldn't
fly. Yeah, that wouldn't fly.
Yeah, Bleach was allowed to, but not Naruto.
No. Well, Bleach is edgy.
Yeah. But like, it was funny because it's like, so the voice actors were in that studio and they recorded two versions of every of bit of dialogue.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of crazy.
I know.
Oh, and it's really wild that we haven't brought up one of the oldest anime that we've both seen, the Gundam series.
Oh.
That used to come on.
Yep.
Bionics.
Bro. Gundam was also on Fox Kids at one
point. It was.
It was.
Yep.
So was Zoids.
Yep.
And Zoids, there were other ones. Yep. Like, Fox had a few anime too. It had Ultimate Muscle. It had it had that.
Yep.
It had a few.
It did.
But, like, yeah, Gundam.
Digimon.
Yeah, Digimon.
Yep.
Gundam, bro. Gundam, dude, Gundam is the one series that, like, I've seen so many different Gundams.
Versions,
there's a lot, right? And, like, even, like, because, like, I really like merchandise for anything, because I like to see how they adapt something. Especially if it's a two-dimensional design, how do you adapt that to three dimensions?
Right? Yeah.
I've always liked that, right? Gundam is the coolest thing for, like, figure collecting or something like that. It's really cool.
Yeah.
I love some of the pieces and all the accessories and all the things they have and all the scales. Like, you can get a 12-inch Gundam.
Yeah.
You can get a 3-inch Gundam.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many different sizes and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, bro, I could not sit through a single episode of Gundam.
Nope.
I've tried every version, bro. Actually, SD Gundam Force
is
the only one.
It's the only one that got you. That's the only one that got you, yeah. Nah, the crazy thing about Gundam is that, like, the fights, like the robot fights, are really cool.
Totally.
But it's so rare.
Then it's
rare.
Just a bunch of governments talking and
sitting and talking. Episode where it's like, it's just the robots
like,
fights.
Marcus, I can't name anybody. If you I could not name a single character in Gundam. And I've seen episodes.
Yep. Me neither.
Yeah, man.
It's crazy. Like, it looks cool.
Yeah.
But, like, all they do is talk. All they do,
and it's like politics.
Talk and
if,
talk.
Like, if it was just like, you know, it's so funny. I guess obviously, like, we're not the target audience, but
yeah.
I guess the idea is like, if they wanted to make like captivate a younger audience, you'd have to have like the young pilot who's like doesn't play by the rules, kind of hothead kind of character. But like, it wasn't that.
Nope.
And I guess maybe because we're so used to that, that's why watching something like that, it didn't really work for us. But, like, I'll tell you, bro, I would never. Like, there is no bone in my body that'd be like, yo, let's watch Gundam.
Yeah. No, I was, man, that show would come on and it'd be all like, is it robot fights? Oh, it's dialogue? It's just politics? Next? Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm going to tell a tune.
That's so true.
What's going on, Family Guy?
Yeah. I have a funny story for, like, I'll just bring up Inuyasha. Do you remember that?
Ugh.
Yeah, man.
Inuyasha.
So, Inuyasha was the first time I saw animated boobs.
Yes, sir. Inuyasha the first time I seen an animated penis.
What?
Yeah, Shippo.
Are you... Bro.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, you don't remember? There's an episode where
doesn't he just not have one?
No, it's a little.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Bro, I can't.
Ah, yeah.
I can't with it. How did they let that on TV, bro?
It's crazy that it was on.
It was on, like, while kids were still awake. Yeah,
kids are watching.
Like, 8 o'clock.
Kids are watching this. Yeah. Boobs.
Boobs just out. I was like, whoa! This is my new favorite show.
It's so fun. Man, being a kid is so funny because you'd watch that and be like, oh my gosh, I'm not supposed to see this.
I'm not supposed to see this.
But also, the show comes on every week. Maybe there's another chance to see boobs.
Maybe there's going to be boobs this episode.
But
that's why Inuyasha had such a great viewership.
Yeah, that's why it had such a good viewership.
Why?
It's like, oh my gosh, maybe boobs next time.
Maybe.
You come back to every episode of Inuyasha hoping for boobs. You don't get boobs, but you get a cool fight. You're like, okay, well, it was a decent episode.
And that's the thing. You start to pay attention to the plot.
Yeah.
Like, because the plot wasn't bad. It was just, like, very long.
Yeah.
I love about Inuyasha. You pointed this out to me. It's like, yo, remember the time where Kagome, she's, like, stuck in this world. And it's like, I need to get out of this world. And then she does. And then she's bored. So she goes back. I'm like, I love that.
Yeah. It's crazy because Inuyasha is definitely Digimon would be.
What?
The first exposure to an isekai.
Yeah, Digimon would be the first.
But Inuyasha's like...
Inuyasha feels like an isekai.
It's
Digimon's,
so much of an isekai.
Digimon, I guess there's so many humans.
Yeah.
But like in Inuyasha, there's one.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I mean,
Kiko's not human, is she?
There's other humans, but they live in this world.
Yeah.
Like they're from the feudal era.
Yeah. But like Kagome is the...
Yeah, she's the only person from...
Like, yo, I'm a high school girl. Like,
yeah, from modern times.
Yeah.
And it's like, I am out of my element.
Yeah. Man.
Inuyasha. Great show.
Inuyasha was like another gateway of like, here's big swords and demons.
Big swords and demons.
Everything's demons.
Yep.
Everything is demons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That, I'm half demon.
That,
I'm full demon.
Honestly, Inuyasha is a gateway to big sword, white haired protagonist.
Catman.
Yeah.
And it was voiced by Ian Cox.
Ian Cox, who would
later voice Ranma.
Yeah.
But also Ian from
Being Ian.
Yeah. Which is wild.
One of the funniest things that I noticed as a kid, because I saw the credits for Being Ian. I'm all like, Ian Cox is Ian. And then I'm looking up the credits for Inuyasha. I'm like, Ian Cox is Inuyasha?
Like, whoa, that's the same guy?
They do the same voice?
Yeah.
Crazy.
And it's funny to me, because like that was back in the 90s and early 2000s, where straight up, most anime voice actors were Canadian.
Yeah.
There were a lot more Canadians doing voice acting in anime.
Yeah.
But, you know, Inuyasha, created by Rumiko Takahashi, who also made Invader Lum. Yes, I know that's not the actual title. I'm calling it Invader Lum. And Ranma One Half, Ranma One Half and I have an interesting relationship where when I was a kid, I had, this is really funny. So I had two VHSs of Pokemon, right? I had like Charizard Attacks and Psychic Showdown or something like that.
Okay.
And what's so wild to me is that I watched the Charizard one a lot because like I like Charmeleon and it's the one where Charmeleon turns into Charizard.
Yeah.
And I really liked that. So I'd watched that one a lot. But at the beginning of that VHS, there was a commercial for Pokemon on the Game Boy Color where they all get crammed in that bus flattened. It's disgusting.
Yeah,
it's crazy,
turned
bro.
Into a Game Boy.
Yeah, that was on the VHS tape. And then after that, there'd be a trailer for Ranma One Half Ni Hao My Concubine, I believe is the movie.
Okay.
There's like two or three Ranma movies, but it was one of the movies.
Mm.
And what I thought was so funny
is
that, like, bro, I saw that and I'd watched that so many times as a kid. Mm. And like, cause I'm just listening to the music and like, there's a character talking over it every now and then. And then like, it's Akane. Now I know.
Yeah.
But it's Akane explaining things. And I'm just like, okay, cool. This looks like a really cool movie. Maybe one day I'll watch it. Mm. And like, years went by.
Yeah.
And I learned about anime and like everything. And yeah. years and years and years went by. And I remember it was in university. I'm like, you know, I've heard a lot about Ranma One Half. Maybe I'd like it. Right. So I started watching it. And then I'm like, this looks familiar.
Mm.
Like, these characters look familiar. And then they introduce Ryoga. I'm like, this looks very familiar. And then, like, they're introducing all these characters as it goes on. And I'm just like, what? Where have I seen yeah. this? And then I Googled. I'm like, the movie. Like, Ranma movies, right? And I watched the trailer that was that on the played, VHS yeah. tape. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is that show. Like, yeah. this is that. And like, so it was always there in my past. It's
been there.
Yeah. Ranma. And Ranma 1/2 is one of my favorite animes. Like, mm. actually, it's one of them. It's up there. But yeah. it's like top 10. But because like, I love Ranma because it's there's really nothing like it. Mm. Where people are always like, that's the one where the guy turns into a girl. It's like, yeah, but that has nothing to do with the plot.
The rest of the plot, the plot yeah.
is actually, he gets married off by his dad to a bunch of different women.
Mm.
And he has to break off all of those marriages so that he can be with this one girl.
Yeah.
That's the plot. And, like, it involves martial arts because it's always some sort of fight in Ranma.
Yeah.
That's, and I love that. And it's the one anime where the entire team dynamic is vitriolic. No one actually likes each other.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, this guy who hates Ranma likes this girl that hangs out with Ranma and likes him, but he doesn't like her. He likes this girl, and like it's like that's the whole thing. And it's like three different genres put together, and it does it so well.
Mm.
And it's sad that like Rumiko Takahashi is, you know, let's say like I'll give a really good comparison, Naughty Dog, right?
Okay.
You think of Crash Bandicoot, Jak and Daxter, Uncharted, Last of Us, right? But no one remembers Jak and Daxter.
Yeah.
Rumiko Takahashi's like Invader Lum, Ranma 1/2, and Inuyasha. But no one remembers Ranma 1/2.
Yeah.
It's the one no one talks about. And I'm like, aw.
Yeah.
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 I'm happy about that one. Like, but my favorite anime, without a doubt, is Air Gear.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Easily my favorite anime.
Air Gear's
great.
Oh,
my gosh. So,
it sucks that it ends where it ends, but yeah. you know what? For what the anime was, yeah. my gosh, it's a great one.
The anime is such a vibe, dude.
Yeah.
Like, the friends feel like friends.
Yep.
And like, there's this sense of just... Oh, also, the music is by the guy who did Jet Set Radio Future's
yeah,
music.
Yeah.
And like, it's just... Everything about it, in my opinion, is like, this speaks to me. This anime speaks to me.
It's a great anime.
It's so good. And it's funny because, like, there's fan service and stuff, but if you cut it out, it's still really good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, the fan service in Air Gear is crazy.
It just happens, bro.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we've come a long way in anime, though. We've watched a lot of anime.
We really have.
We've watched High School of the Dead.
Yep. I swear the Dead's another one where if you get rid of the fan service, it's really good, but yep. all anyone knows about it is the fan service.
Yeah. Bro, yeah.
I swear the Dead was cool, too. That was when, like, the zombie craze was really big.
Yep.
What I love about that is that, like, episode 3, they leave the high school.
Yeah, there's no, like, the title
High School
is,
of the Dead.
The only reason why it's High School of the Dead is because they were high schoolers.
Yeah, they're, I guess. But, yeah, High School of the Dead was wild with fan service, dude. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what's funny. High School of the Dead... I think it was like Air Gear and a few others where the English version is less censored than the Japanese version.
Yes.
Yeah. Weird. Why did they do that?
Yeah, it is a very weird one.
Yeah.
It's a very weird one, but I don't mind.
Hey,
I ain't complaining.
I ain't complaining. Yeah, man. That's the other thing. Okay, so like English version, Japanese version, subs versus dubs, right? Okay, let's get this out of the way. So my favorite anime is Air Gear, right? Sure, whatever. You can watch that in either language.
Yeah.
Black Lagoon is my second favorite anime.
Mm.
Why would you ever watch that in Japanese?
Yeah.
I've said, like, countless times, even on Twitch and whatever, it's like Black Lagoon is an anime where... 2 out of the 4 protagonists are American.
Mm.
One's Japanese, one's Chinese. And then, like, they go to Russia. They go, like, to other countries.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, cool. If you watch it in Japanese, okay, cool, whatever. But then you get to season 2, where they go to Japan.
Yeah.
And it's a crucial plot point. Hey, you're from Japan. You can speak Japanese. If the show's in Japanese,
yeah.
that plot falls apart.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, because it's like, Oh, but you're everyone's speaking Japanese. Why do you need a translator? Yeah, no, it works better in English because, like, canonically, they'd be speaking English. Yeah. And honestly, the dub, it's just better. In like, so many ways, it's just superior.
Yeah.
Then Death Note's one that a lot of people, like, they're in between, or it's like both are really good.
Yeah.
What else can you think of?
That's, like, better dubbed.
I think Gantz is really good in English.
Gantz is good dubbed, yeah. What else is good? I like My Hero Academia dubbed.
Yeah.
We'll
get to that one.
Yeah.
We've got a lot to say about that one.
Jesus.
That's, like, the end of this podcast. Because, bro, My Hero Academia... Yeah. Oh boy.
That's a crazy one. That's a crazy
I love
one.
It and I hate it.
But, yeah. What else is good dubbed? Oh, there's a lot of good dubs. There's a lot of bad dubs.
Yeah,
but I mean, dubs.
Dragon Ball Z is pretty good.
Dragon Ball Z is, yeah. I, honestly, there's a few voices in Dragon Ball Z I much prefer dubbed. Goku being one of them.
Yeah, I don't like Goku's
I
Japanese
don't like
voice.
Goku's Japanese yeah. voice. It almost puts me off of watching Dragon Ball.
Naruto's good in English.
Naruto, yeah, I have to agree.
Yeah.
I have to agree. You brought up anime movies earlier, and I have to correct myself.
What?
My first exposure to anime was Akira.
Oh,
yeah.
That was the first anime you saw?
Yeah, I remember
crazy,
that man. Scarred me for life.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because my dad had it on VHS, and I'd always see it, and like. I look at him like, oh, cool dude on a motorcycle. I look at the back.
That cover's really cool.
And on the back, there's like a person who's getting like expanded, like his like body. It's horrifying.
Mm.
But then I finally watched that movie, and that's a great movie.
Oh yeah, it's like, a one of the classics, man.
So yeah. good.
I'll say this: first anime movie I ever watched was Spirited Away.
See, okay, that's another thing. We didn't talk about Studio Ghibli movies.
We didn't. Yeah.
And I've never watched one.
Never?
I've never seen a Studio Ghibli
movie.
Okay,
so I've only seen
life.
Two. I've seen Ponyo and I've seen Spirited Away. I saw a bit of Howl's Moving Castle.
Yeah.
And then I was bored.
Yeah.
But Ponyo's fine. Ponyo's a good one. But like, bro, Spirited Away scarred me, dude.
Yeah.
There's a scene in that where the parents turn into pigs at the beginning.
Oh, that's crazy.
As a kid, I'd ask my babysitter, because I'd want to rewatch. And that, you know, weirdly enough, I think Spirited Away is what introduced me to like horror. Right? And stuff like that I'm a big fan of now.
Yeah.
Because as a kid, I'd still want to watch the movie, but I'd always ask to fast forward that scene.
Yeah.
But like, I loved all the other things in it that were creepy. It was just that felt weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Akira, what else?
For like movies?
Yeah, or just any memories?
Oh, for Akira? Oh,
or man. Anime that scarred you?
Anime that scarred me. Akira scarred me.
Bro, remember Dot Hack Sign manga? It didn't scar you, but you told me.
Yeah.
Someone, yeah. Kayla told you not to look at a page.
Yeah, don't look at this page. I looked at the page. Boobies.
I want to find that. Show me that page. I need to know what you saw. Which Dot Hack Sign was
great.
It? You need to save that. I need to get an artist to like color it in
that,
for you.
That is so
just
funny.
Have permanent memory.
And it's so random because like it wasn't a part. Like you know how like sometimes in manga there's like a little like art page.
Yep,
like an art spread. That's what it was.
Yeah,
and it was really random.
Nothing to do with the plot
at all,
dude.
Great page.
It's like I see Gantz cosplay all the time of Reika.
Yeah,
right. And it's always they're like whoever's cosplaying her is barely wearing anything.
Yes.
And I was asked by someone who had never seen Gantz or heard of Gantz, hey, so is this her costume in the manga? And I'm like, no. Like, that's just for the art, like splash page art and stuff like that. Like, just, here's
the... There was a one, maybe, cover where she was like that.
Yeah, but in the actual story, like, it'd be so impractical to wear the costume that way. You
die.
and it's so funny because it's like... So, like, Gantz is an anime I more recently got into, and like manga too.
Yeah.
Like I think like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Because we watched it when we were way younger.
Yes.
On my PSP. Do you remember that? Yep. When PlayStation had anime.
Yes,
you could buy.
Yep.
Man, and like someone would be free, like Mezzoforte, I found out about that through that, and that introduced me to the band The Barnabees, who was really good. They only made one EP called Five Songs. There's only five songs on it.
On there, I think.
They're really good. I wish they made more music. But, yeah, dude, Gantz. Gantz has, like, so much fan service, but the actual plot of Gantz is so interesting to me.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
The plot of Gantz is insane.
Yeah.
And, oh my gosh.
And, like, it's something you just have to watch. Because talking about it does not do it justice.
Yeah.
It's...
I remember when I started reading Gantz, like, when it was, like, still coming out. I just, like, because I was on, like, manga reader websites, right? I was just reading. I was like, I want to read Naruto and be caught up with Naruto and everything. Started reading Naruto. It's like, I want to read Bleach and catch up with Bleach. And then finished everything that was already an anime that I'd watched. So I was like, what's popular? And on the side, it was Gantz. I'm like, oh, let me click into this. It's one of the most terrifying manga
dude,
I have ever read.
You know what's funny? Like, man.
And it just, the thing about it is it escalates.
Yeah, it escalates like crazy.
It escalates.
Yeah. But what I love is that, like, it answers any question you have, but then also never does.
Yes.
Like, at one point, it's like, okay, what happens if they lose?
Mm.
Very quickly, you learn that. Like, yeah. Early in the manga, you learn what happens when you lose, and it is one of the worst things.
Oh, yeah. The aliens don't just disappear.
Yeah, they don't just vanish.
They just roam around, and they remember. And they remember.
And, you know, that's the thing, man. Like, Gantz... So, like, I don't know. I'm the fan of... Like, I'm kind of weird. Where, like, I'm a big fan of fiction that can make me feel, like, unsettled. Oh,
absolutely.
Like, not like, oh, it's just gore. Like not Saw. Saw doesn't make me feel, like, disturbed. It's just, okay, this is gore, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? But, like, something that, like, scares me. Like, like, I just feel uncomfortable.
It sits with you.
Like,
yeah,
right? That has always worked more for me as like, oh, this is a thriller. Like, And, like, Gantz, so many parts of Gantz. The bro. Italian arc, bro.
Bro.
The Buddha temple arc, bro. Dude. There's so many little parts. It's like, this is so creepy, dude. There's so many parts
of Gantz that are unsettling.
Yeah.
And the best thing about it is that, like, you start reading it, right? And you have, like, that first group of people go up against that first alien. And it's like, okay, you know. Like, if you're used to, what, like, regular manga or anime, you're just like, okay, so this is my crew.
That's true.
No, it's not.
No.
90% of them die.
Dude, and anyone can die.
Bro, no matter what a character's affinity to the main character is,
anyone can die in Gantz. And because, again, you're so used to shonen.
Yeah.
Reading Gantz or watching Gantz for the first time, you do not see that coming.
Nope. Because
it really, you're so right. The beginning of Gantz really is set up like a shonen.
Yep,
it really is, and then it just yanks the rug out from under you. Like, the other thing I love about Gantz, because some people they're like, "Oh, well, Gantz just seems like really weird." So, what's the author's name?
I have no idea.
Okay, so he makes other things. He made like Gigant and Inuyashiki, I believe is the other one.
Yeah.
He has a like tendency, and I love this about his writing.
Mm.
He will make the protagonist someone that we'd never make a protagonist. So,
yep.
Protagonist of Gantz is a total incel. He thinks that, like, women are, like, oh, I deserve this because I'm good to you. Like, total incel vibes, right? But what's so cool is his best friend, Kato, in so many ways would be the main character in any other anime story. Kato would be the main character.
Yep.
But Kato says to Kuruno, who's the main character of Gantz, like, hey, man, I'm this cool because I looked up to you when we were kids.
Yeah.
Like, you were the cool guy, not me, right? Mm. And it's like, that's so crazy because then Kato inadvertently inspires Kuruno to be the cool guy he once was. And it's like, that's such a cool, like, character dynamic.
Yep.
Oh, man, it's great. What I also think is cool, Gigant is another one of his stories, which I have every manga of. The protagonist is a porn star. Like, another thing you wouldn't see in, like, typical anime.
Yeah.
Or action anime, I should say. Inuyashiki, the protagonist, is, like, a 60-year-old man. Like, yeah. Like, it's the least suspected characters.
Yeah.
These are your supporting cast, not your protagonist.
Yeah.
And I love that about his stories. It's just, what am I going to get this time? I have no idea.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, great, who did Air Gear,
He
also did, Heaven and Earth, otherwise known as Tenjo Teng. Yeah, that anime that starts so good, so promising,
so depressed,
and then it becomes
one.
Hours and hours of flashbacks. Like, listen, guys.
Of characters you don't even care about.
Yeah, literally, they don't matter. Who cares?
No one.
Flashbacks, I've always hated flashbacks in storytelling, unless a character is telling the characters, hey, here's what happened, or the character is having a nightmare, you know, and usually the nightmare plays out differently than what actually happened, because it's a nightmare. Or, like, there's ways to do flashbacks, but I feel like today, it's just, oh, here's a flashback. And it's like, why am I seeing this, though?
Yeah.
You're only showing me this so, like, to set up something later on. But it's like, this is such a lazy way to do it.
Yeah.
Right? I've always hated just flashbacks and storytelling. And, like, prequels. I'm not a big fan of prequels.
Yeah.
Because they always inadvertently explain something that doesn't need explaining.
Doesn't need to be explained.
Yeah. But it's funny. Tenjo Tenga is the one that we, like, bailed on because... It just becomes, like, it gets to a point where it's like, why isn't this just the story?
Yep.
If you're so, like, caught up with all the things that happened, like, 10 years ago.
Why not just make 10 just years make that ago the story, story
then? Start yeah. there. Like, yep. Oh, my gosh.
Nah, I remember when you and I were watching Tenjo Tenga, and we're watching it, and we get to the point where it's all flashbacks. And we watch the first flashback, we're like, okay. Okay, then we watch the second flashback, we're like...
Yeah, because, like, the first flashback ends on a cliffhanger. It's like, oh, okay, so it's, like, a two-parter.
Yeah.
Then you get to the second part, and it's like...
And it's like, wait, hold on. This guy ended on a cliffhanger, too. And yeah. then you watch the third one, and you're
the third
like...
one ends.
Yeah.
And then you watch the next episode, and we're back in modern days for, like, a little bit.
Yep.
And then they have another flashback.
That's when we started to nope.
Yeah, we were like, no.
I think my dad came in while we were watching it, and was...
The beginning, yeah.
Yeah, and he was just all like, what are you guys watching? There's just nothing.
Literally.
Literally nothing. Yeah. We are bored.
Man.
We fast-forwarded.
We did.
Through several stuff, episodes, man. And we were still on flashbacks.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Never do that.
Horrible.
Never do that.
Horrible.
Now, speaking of, like, just watching anime online, The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya, we can't do this episode without talking about that.
Show.
And
I love that
Lucky
show.
Star as well.
That show's cool, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Finding out about those shows was so wild.
How did we find out about those
YouTube
shows?
YouTube videos, definitely.
Really?
Yeah. Like AMVs that had...
Oh, the Har Yukai.
Har Yukai dance. You know, the Lucky Star dance. Yeah. You're just like, where does that come from? And then you find the Haruhi. You watch Haruhi Suzumiya. And you're like, oh wow, this is an interesting slice of life anime because like it is, but at the same time, it's not.
It's not, yeah.
And then you watch Lucky Star, and you're like, this is truly a slice of life anime, but it's just comedy.
Lucky Star is interesting because like Azumanga Daioh is the same thing.
Yeah,
it's just Azumanga Daioh. In my opinion, does it infinitely better than Lucky Star. Mm. And I watched Lucky Star first.
Yeah.
But, like, I read the Lucky Star book, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, the manga. And I vividly remember being like, oh. Because it's like newspaper comic strips.
Yes.
Three characters are in a room. One character says something. Another character responds, you know, and, like, there's the comedy bit. And that's it.
Yep.
And then, you know, you read the next, you flip over. It's another comic strip in a completely different location. So much of the Lucky Star anime is that.
Yep.
Just jumping location to location to do the comedy bits. But Azumanga Daioh actually, like, the characters say something funny, but, like, you sit with them in class, and, like, they go to the lunch, and you sit with them in lunch, and you're with them the whole time. We actually see them go from place to place. Where Lucky Star, they just be teleporting.
It's a clip show.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a clip
Lucky
show.
Star is just a clip show.
Yeah.
And I remember watching Lucky Star first.
Yeah.
Before Haruhi.
Yeah.
And but because Lucky Star references Haruhi,
yes,
it's like, what's that?
Yeah.
It's like, wait, this is real.
Yeah, it's great. Nah, one of my favorite characters in anime is in Lucky Star. Go Konata, right?
Yeah, Konata.
Yeah, with, she's great.
Cornettos
and her blue hair.
Yeah,
I love her. Video game
she's
girl.
She's a gamer. She's like super laid back.
Yeah,
like so chill. Her eyes
so
are like,
chill. Yeah,
just squinted the whole time and like
one of my favorite characters.
The way she talks is so relaxed compared. Like she doesn't.
But I mean,
that is an interesting character. Yeah.
Those are my favorite characters in anime though.
Yeah.
Like Yo Asakura is my spirit animal. That man, I want to be the Shaman King so I can live in a world where I can just relax. I can just kick back and not do anything. It's like, yeah, bet, bro. Me too. Love it.
Yeah, man, there's some great anime heroes.
Shikamaru, that's another one of my favorite characters in Naruto. He's just there to chill. He's there to chill. He's not trying to work hard.
No.
But when he does work hard, man's a genius. Awesome.
Shikamaru's so lazy that when he was able to win against Temari, he's like, nah, I forfeit.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? And I remember seeing that scene on YouTube and the comment I'll never forget was like, you see, every ninja runs on chakra, right?
Mm.
And when they run out of chakra, they can no longer use their ninjutsu or, you know, they can't fight anymore. It's
yeah.
like Shikamaru runs on Fs to give. And he ran out of Fs to give.
He did not care anymore. He was all like, man, this is not it.
Even when, like, Sasuke's fighting Gaara, and then Gaara, like, escapes, and they're all going after them, and, like, people knock out all the Chunins, and Sakura and Naruto are like, oh no, we gotta get everyone who's still awake and to help out. And then they notice Shikamaru's on the ground, and it's like, wait. And then she kicks him, and it's like, ah, oh. It's like, you're not asleep. It's like, oh, but I don't want to do, like, I don't want to do this.
Save the
mission,
world, man.
Just, like,
jeez. Ugh, pass. Leave it to somebody else, man. Look.
Oh,
this
man.
Is out of my pay grade.
He's definitely a funny ninja. Like, yeah.
He's my favorite character in all of Naruto. I don't care. There are characters that do cooler things. Shikamaru's the best.
Oh, yeah.
He's just the best. Also, he's broken. Man's OP. He controls shadows.
Yeah.
That can control you. Everyone has a shadow.
It's true. Like, Naruto's interesting. We're like, unlike My Hero Academia, Naruto, everyone can do any jutsu that anyone else has, unless it's like a birth thing.
Yeah.
But they just don't.
Yep.
Which always perplexed me. It's like they just specialize in whatever they want. So, like, Shikamaru's shadows, even though he can do shadow clones,
yeah,
he can probably do them better than Naruto, but he just never does. Because reasons.
Well, technically, no one else should be able to do the shadow clone jutsu because it's forbidden. It was in the Forbidden Scroll.
Well, no, multi-shadow clone is forbidden.
Yes.
Shadow clone on its own, you actually have to succeed at to pass
to
on.
To pass, yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, everyone can do it. How come no one does it?
Yeah, no one else
makes
shadow clones.
It's the dumbest thing about that franchise. I never understood.
I think Itachi is probably one of the only other people that does shadow clone jutsu in that anime. Like, I think Sarutobi might have done it, the third Hokage.
I'm pretty sure Zabuza does it. And
yes,
so does,
Zabuza does it, yeah.
Kisame and Kakashi.
Yes, Kakashi does it.
I vividly remember that, like, for combat. But it's like, Sasuke, why don't you do a Shadow Clone Jutsu? Like, just do it.
Doesn't do it.
Just do it.
All of you
can.
Nope, don't wanna.
But, like,
it's absolutely OP.
It is. There's so many jutsu that anyone can do that they just don't.
Yep.
The funniest thing about Naruto is, like, Sakura. Everyone now, because, like, Shippuden, they associate Sakura with super strength and stuff like that. But what's really funny is Kurenai says to Sakura, you're really good at genjutsu.
Yep.
So it's like, why not just make Sakura a, like, super physical medic that also does genjutsu instead of just, oh, this is Tsunade again.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
It's funny because I was watching this video that was like Naruto plot lines that didn't go anywhere. And that was one of the biggest complaints.
Yeah.
It's like, she was supposed to be a genjutsu. Like, If Naruto is ninjutsu and Sasuke is taijutsu, shouldn't Sakura be genjutsu? Like, it's the three of them.
It makes sense.
And then, they just said, nope. Naruto, Sasuke, you do ninjutsu.
Yeah, both
Sakura,
ninjutsu.
You do taijutsu.
Yep.
We're good.
That's it.
We're good.
Also, taijutsu. Rock Lee, the boy.
The boy.
The boy.
The chief.
Rock Lee is a really cool character.
That's the boy,
that's the thing with Naruto, man. The side characters are really interesting. Like, Rock Lee, I can't do jutsu, and yet I can keep up with all y'all.
Can't do any ninjutsu, can't do any genjutsu, but I can kick y'all into next week. I'll make y'all cry.
This is just hard work and determination.
Bro, Rock Lee was out here holding his own against Kimimaro, who is probably one of the strongest characters in Naruto.
Yeah, so strong that his own sickness is what,
killed
him.
Him
his life.
This man would have smoked both Gaara and Rock Lee if he didn't have ninja cancer, man.
And Naruto. He fought Naruto
And
first.
Naruto, yeah.
Yeah, and then
Naruto
Rock
would,
like,
not make it to
I'm
Sasuke.
I'm here for the assist. Then he gets his butt hand. He's like, hang on, let me get drunk.
Let me get drunk.
And then he wins.
Yep.
Does he ever get drunk again?
No. What?
Does
I don't
he?
Know. I have not watched Shippuden, so I don't know.
That'd be such a weird thing to only do once. But, like, I also applaud them for only doing it once.
Absolutely.
If that's the case. Okay, cool.
I love how it happens, too.
By accident.
Yeah, it's all like, you have your medicine, and someone else had sake, and he took the sake instead of the medicine.
And he's such a lightweight. That...
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
I love that, dude. That whole thing.
Yeah.
Of that... just drunk Rock Lee.
Drunk Lee is great.
That's how you make him better.
Drunk Lee is so good.
Like not like superpowered. Like, we don't give him ninjutsu all of a sudden. No, he just gets wasted.
Yep. They didn't let them open the gates in that fight. They were just like, Rock Lee, get drunk. Just get slammered. Slammered, mammered.
I love that. So in Naruto, they had to, in English at least, they censored it. Because it's not drunk Rock Lee. They change it to Loopy Lee. And it's like, oh, he drank some of my elixir.
Yeah. Guy's elixir.
His elixir.
Guy ain't getting drunk, no.
That's what
it is. No, sir.
Your elixir?
Yeah, it's my elixir.
What is that?
Elixir, buddy?
Look.
It's my happy juice. It's my happy juice. I stay happy when I drink this. You know what I'm talking about? I kick better when I'm drinking my elixir. You know what I'm talking about?
Naruto's out here teaching underage kids to drink.
Drink, and then you'll fight better.
You'll be...
You want to win some fights? Get drunk, kids.
Get drunk. Just like Rock Lee. You want to be like Rock Lee,
Rock Lee? Yeah, we all want to be like Rock Lee.
Hard work and determination? Nah.
Just alcohol. Hit the bottle.
Hit the bottle, bro. Oh, man. All right. Yeah. So, like, Naruto. Naruto has this very simple set up.
Yes.
They're in a school.
Yeah.
There's a team of, like, three characters and some side characters.
Yep.
Right? They got their mentor.
Yep.
And they have, like, the protagonist has, like, this, I want to be Hokage, you know? And My Hero Academia saw that.
Yep.
They're like, yo.
That part.
Let's do that.
That
exact thing.
That.
Legit, let's do that verbatim. Exact same thing. Yeah. So My Hero Academia is, like, the new hot thing, right?
Yeah.
And I loved when it was, like, two seasons were out, and I watched those two seasons, and, like, you know, the game came out. I'm still, bro, I've played that game competitively.
Yep.
All right, I've platinumed that game. Yep. My Hero One's Justice 2.
Yep.
Look me up. Jinxabelle, PSN, find me. But what I absolutely adore about My Hero Academia is the merchandise. I love it as a brand.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I love the clothing they come out with. I love the games they come out with. Mm. I love the toys they come out with. That anime is so many great ideas just wasted.
Executed poorly.
Just wasted.
Executed so
badly.
So
we have all these cool characters. Let's do nothing with them. Let's not develop any of them.
There's so much wrong with My Hero Academia.
And, like, let's have all these flashbacks to give you knowledge you already know.
Yeah.
Like, I was talking to Sparks about this, to Vaughn, and he was just like, oh, what about that flashback with Shigaraki and his hand? That's his father's hand. I'm like, remember the time at the beginning when Shigaraki drops the hand and he says, Dad.
Yeah.
Like, we already knew.
Yeah.
They're just elaborating on things, but it's like, we knew, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, My Hero.
Yeah, there's so many things in My Hero Academia that irk me, especially after reading, like, the manga, like, mm-hmm. being caught up with it. It's crazy.
It's like, okay, All Might, he had this power that was passed down from generations. Oh, but he was also quirkless, just like Deku. Oh, but you can only use it properly if you're quirkless.
Yep.
It's like, so then how come All Might only used, like, 1% of the power then?
Yeah, why is it that Deku is able to unlock all the other powers?
Why?
Like, in the manga, they, like, the first is all like, oh, but you were able to unlock him because now's the time.
Now's the time?
Could have stopped evil.
Yeah.
With All Might.
Yeah.
All Might could have ended evil, but y'all were just like, nah, hold it back.
And even funnier, okay, people are like, Hero Killer Saiyan is so cool. It's like, no, he's not. He's an All Might fanboy who's killing innocent people because, oh, you're not, like, my favorite hero. And the only reason he spares Deku is like, oh, you like him too?
Yeah.
And then Toga kills people because they wouldn't let her eat birds. Great motivation, gotta say. Wonderful. People like Aizawa. And it's like, dude, Aizawa sucks. Eraser Head is the lamest character I've ever seen in an anime. Okay?
One.
You know why? Because his power is so overpowered that they always have to dispatch him.
They neuter him.
Yeah, right away. They just have to, like, okay, someone knocks him out.
Something happens.
Yeah, something happens to him, he can't do anything. Yeah. Every time. It's like he loses every single fight he's in.
Yep.
Every single fight he's in, he loses. At one point, he fights Toga.
Yeah.
Some 15-year-old girl. Okay, with no real combat training.
Zero.
This pro hero with the ability to stop people's quirks gets stabbed by her.
Yep.
And I'm like, bro.
Okay. Sure.
And everyone's like, he's so cool. I'm like, how? Where is he so cool? His costume's not even cool. It's like a green jumpsuit.
Yep.
That's it.
That's all it is.
And, like, some wrapping paper rags around.
some rags around his neck.
His glasses are cool. Like, yeah, in 2010, maybe.
Yeah.
Kanye West
era.
Soulja Boy glasses. Shades. Bro. I can't with Aizawa, man.
Nah. He's, there's so much in My Hero that, like, I love.
It
I'm
could
here
be
for
so
it.
Cool.
But, like, what are they doing?
Literally.
With that
it's like
there,
it's like they're
man.
Making things up as they go along.
Yeah.
That's what that feels like.
Yeah. No, but that I feel like that's a lot of manga. Like once manga gets to like a certain point, the story that they had written in their head is done, but they need to keep putting out chapters because you know got to make money,
yeah,
and just make stuff up, just keep making it up. You get to the end, we'll
but
wrap
like,
it up.
It
at
feels
some
like
point
we're getting the first draft of it.
Yeah,
like there's only one draft.
No
one's proofreading. No one's double checking. It feels so lazy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
And then Shigaraki, poor Shigaraki, a character who could be so awesome, but all they ever do is take away his own agency.
Yep.
It's like, oh, he's not doing this solely because it's his desire to do this, even though it was.
Yep.
It's like, oh no, he's being manipulated by All for One and all this other stuff. It's like, come on.
Yep. Yeah,
it's a frustrating one.
It's a very frustrating one for the new anime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Bakugo's whole character is so one note.
Mm.
And people are like, no, but you don't get it. Cause like, you know, if you squint your eyes enough and look at his home life, I guess he kind of has a tragic backstory. It's like the man told Deku to off himself at the beginning. Why are you excusing that? Like, really? Nah.
Yo, you know who the best character in My Hero Academia
is? Endeavor.
Endeavor,
the
baby.
Only character to go through clear character
clear
development.
Clear character development,
like,
bro.
Just solid at that. It's written well.
This man is a horrible father.
Yeah.
Horrible father to his... Just absolutely garbage from at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then... He gets like All Might become like, he loses his power and it's like okay you're number one now Endeavor and he starts to reflect on why he does things and like how he can get his family back together like he actually is a character
I love too that like it's like All Might one day I'll be number one and I'll beat you and I'll be number one and then he gets number one but not the way he wanted it so it's like oh man this is well. I actually hoped I'd be better than you, not you losing your power. So now I'm just one by default.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do I live up to that expectation? It's like, you're right. He reflects on things. And it's like, you know, maybe I wasn't so good to my kids. So it's like, son, I'm not asking for forgiveness. I'm asking for atonement.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, he goes through a whole thing. But it's like, Todoroki, my man.
Oh, my God.
My quirk is my quirk. It doesn't belong to you, Dad. I don't have to be like you.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, I know.
That's all we've seen so far.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it.
That's all he ever is.
Yep. That's all he is.
It's absolutely crazy.
Bakugo. Ah, Deku, you idiot! You sussy baka!
Deku, you idiot! You sussy baka!
like,
you're not strong like enough to have one for all for one.
It's like, oh, well, if you're going to have this power, you better know how to use it, you stupid dumb poo-poo head. Like, and it's just like, what is your character? Every time Baku goes on screen, like, because they make movies for this anime, right? Yeah. And they actually go to theaters this time.
Yeah.
Man, remember when there was a Naruto movie in theaters for one day?
Yep.
Literally one day.
Yep.
Crazy.
You know what? You know what anime movie I really remember? Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh was in theaters.
You got Yu-Gi-Oh cards out of that.
It'd be funny if you got Pokemon cards.
That would be hilarious.
Well, we ran out, but we have these from Pokemon the first movie.
I wish I still had those cards, man. Those sell for something. Those sell for something.
You know, My Hero Academia, right? The movies, they always start and it, like, introduces all the characters. Like, this is your first time being here.
Not like you didn't come to this movie like, because you knew
material. I just saw what was on, what was in theaters, and I decided to go into this one, okay?
I got real curious.
That's my favorite thing about the movies. They always, like, everyone has, like, an establishing moment. It's like, bro, I know who these people are.
Yeah.
But Bakugo's always just yelling at people, and, like, people laugh in the theater, and I'm just like, oh my god, this is why. This is why, like, this is why they're getting away
this
with
is
it.
Why they can
Everyone's like,
to do
oh,
this.
I love it. I love that he never changes.
This is my favorite. I love
this is my favorite.
I love Angry Guy.
Ugh.
He's so good. Yeah, man. My Hero Academia. Wild.
My Hero Wackademia.
Yeah.
I love Mina Ashido. She's so cool. She's black.
Yeah.
Don't at me.
She's definitely
Mina's
black.
Mina's black.
She's definitely black.
And it's funny because, like, they do nothing with her.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Yep.
Yep. Jiro had more like more important plots, stuff to dude. Do.
Yeah.
Than Mina. There's so many characters that I like so much more.
Yeah, than the ones that get focused on. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, it's
Ida's like, yo, my brother got whooped by.
Oh my god, yo, what a waste of a character!
Literally,
what a waste. He was kind of cool
too, and then they just don't do anything with
nothing with him, bro. They don't even do anything with Uraraka,
nope.
Who you think would be like a big deal.
My Hero Academia is all about like a moment.
Yes.
Like, she had this really cool moment. It's like, yeah, but she didn't change.
Yeah, she didn't do it. Nothing changed. Nothing happened. But yeah, that's My Hero Academia as an anime. Other animes that have been watched by us, Elfin Lied.
Kill La Kill.
Kill La Kill.
I really like Kill La Kill.
Good one.
Kill La Kill's a really good character-focused anime.
Yeah. What else
have we watched? Elfin Lied. That's funny.
Yeah. That's an anime that scarred me.
Really? Which scene?
Just the whole anime. The anime's terrifying.
Anytime I think of the anime, I also think of the abridged.
Yeah, me too.
Why does everything look all zoned?
Why does everything look all zoned? Yeah, that abridged series is funny. That one, Death Note Abridged, definitely one of my favorite animes.
How much for the surgery? Two testicles. All right, let's see. One, two. Can you make change?
Can you make change?
Not
yeah, man. What else have we watched as a quick rundown before we end here?
We said Death Note.
Yeah. I've seen Attack on Titan.
I haven't.
Yeah, it's a crazy one.
I've seen a lot of fan service anime. I've seen Sekirei. I've seen Valkyrie Drive Mermaid.
Mm.
That one might as well be Prawn. That one. Valkyrie Drive Mermaid. People always talk about Queen's Blade. It's like, nah, Queen's Blade has a plot. Like,
yeah.
Queen's Blade.
Yeah,
Queen's Blade has a lot of lore. It's like Valkyrie Drive Mermaid. It's like, how can we get these two girls? Like, it's like a plot point.
Yeah,
I've seen
Tiger and Bunny.
Tiger and Bunny's really good.
That's
it's good better than My Hero Academia.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, honestly, I would argue One Punch Man is better than My Hero Academia.
I agree,
and that's a joke.
I'll say manga. This too. Because people are like, yo, The Boys is the first superhero thing to talk about politics and, like, heroes selling out and all that stuff. I'm like, Tiger and Bunny, though.
Yeah.
That exists.
Absolutely. Tiger and Bunny's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Like, a while before The Boys.
The Boys.
Man, we've watched a lot of anime.
Yeah, we have. Then there was, like, that era of Canada trying to do anime. So, like, DICE.
Oh.
And,
DNA Integrated.
Cybernetic Enterprises.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Daigata Defenders.
Yep, Daigata Defenders.
Skyland.
Spider Riders.
Spider Riders, yeah. Just go on Jordan Fringe's channel.
He's
run out of things to talk about. Jordan, if you're hearing this, I see your list is... You're talking about Spider Riders now? I'm like, bro.
When I saw that, I was just
I'm like, oh yeah, you too?
Yeah, I was like...
I saw Spider Riders, I'm like, bro.
I was like, jeez. We are scraping the bottom of the barrel now, aren't we?
Jordan Fringe... Started going through Canadian shows. Skyland was another one where I'm like, bro, no one. I'm like, I am the only human being that remembers the show. I went in your Discord and everyone's like, what's Skyland? I'm like, exactly.
Didn't he do Code Lyoko?
Yeah, but everyone remembers Code Lyoko. Code Lyoko, people are like, yo, that really obscure show. Everyone talks about it though.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Code Lyoko. But yeah, it's like out of Defenders. I'm like, good luck finding footage. Dragon Boosters was another one.
Yeah.
Then there was like that weird CGI. Point where it was like Skyhawks and Stormhawks or whatever.
Yeah, American anime, man.
Yeah, man,
crazy. But yeah, we've watched a lot of anime, Junior.
Yeah, what else have we seen?
We've come a long way, brother. It's really funny because I remember one time, my most recent girlfriend, she asked me, "Hey, like, what are you into? Are you into anime?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, because she wasn't, but she was just like, you know, like, are you into anime? I'm just like, you know what? Not really. I don't really watch that much anime. But then I sat down and thought about it, and I've watched a buttload of anime.
Yeah. Yeah, I've watched a lot of anime. More recently, it's just another form of entertainment to me. I don't really see it as like, oh, this
something
is...
Something different.
This is this, and this is that. Yeah,
it's just... It's media.
It's just another form of media. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I don't really... Maybe it's just I don't really watch TV anymore.
Mm.
The most recent anime I watched was Cyberpunk Edgerunners. And I really liked
That's a good one.
It's really
that's
good. A good 10 episodes, anime. Baby. That's all you need.
Yeah.
My really favorite anime is only like 26 episodes.
Yeah.
Air Gear. Black Lagoon is also like that, but then they added a 5-episode special after.
My favorite anime is 50.
What is your favorite anime?
Code Geass.
Oh, right.
Yeah, love that. Love Code Geass. It's a great one. Mm. That's my favorite anime, and my favorite manga is Berserk.
Nice for Berserk.
Yeah.
My favorite manga...
With Chainsaw Man coming in a close second.
Chainsaw Man. I've heard good things. I'll get to it eventually.
It's a good manga.
Look, you saw it long. It took me to get the Perfect Blue. I got you. I have it on Blu-ray
anime
now.
Movies. Perfect, yeah, Blue. Perfect Blue. Perfect Blue.
That was disturbing. I'm tempted to buy Paprika as well. Mm. But, like, I kind of... I'm going to do the same thing I did with Perfect Blue. I'll watch it, and then I'll decide to buy it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I have Perfect Blue on Blu-ray. I'm like, yeah.
So good.
I like it.
Such a
very
good...
Very disturbing.
Such a good anime movie.
One of those movies where, like, I like the unsettling feeling. It gives me, like, oh, geez, what's happening?
Everything just feels so weird.
And then when you find out... The reveal, man. Mm. The reveal. That's what I'm just like,
The reveal's great. The reveal's
everything
great.
Makes sense now.
It all
now.
Makes sense, everything. Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's good. Perfect Blue... what else? We never really watched Speed Racer or like
no. Yeah, that's another thing. We didn't really watch like older OG animes like Astro Boy.
Demon King. What's it called? What's that one called?
Demon King.
Demon Kid or Kid Demon? There's one that everyone
Devilman Crybaby.
Yeah. I'm getting confused with Demon King Daimeo.
Yeah.
Different thing.
Devilman Crybaby is an OG anime, like really,
yeah,
really
I know,
old
really
and
old.
Like it's like super graphic and like it's existential or whatever. Mm. I've never watched the old version. I've only ever seen like the new Netflix version,
gotcha.
Which was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's a story wise really good and interesting.
Mm.
We never talked about Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Yeah, or Lupin the Third.
Lupin the Third
Part 2 is really good. Mm. I really like. That's another one where in English, dude. Lupin the Third in English, it's really good in English, and they keep the voice cast for Part 2. Anytime they do modern adaptations, it's always the Part 2 voice cast. They just bring them all over.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, Lupin the Third. Dirty Pair is another old one. I don't know if you ever watched that. Mm. Two Space Girls.
Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, Cowboy Bebop.
Never watched it.
I could not get into that one.
Me neither. And I know it's
the big classic.
It's one of the classic ones. Everyone loves it. Theme song's crazy.
That and like Ghost in the Shell's another one.
Oh,
I just couldn't get into it.
I wish I could. It looks so
cool. It looks awesome.
It looks really cool.
Yeah.
But I just couldn't
get into it.
Yeah, man. Lots of good anime out there.
Yeah. Trying to think. Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt.
No.
I like it, but I don't think it's a good one.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not a good one.
Yeah, I like it, though.
Made by the people that made Gurren Lagann, which is actually a good anime.
Gurren Lagann is good. Yeah. Gurren Lagann's really funny, because, like, it treats everything as, like, matter of fact.
Yep.
It's like, if I drill this thing into the top of this other thing, then they'll fuse. And it's like, what? And then it actually does. Like, you can control it. It just works. I love that.
Yeah, man. No, that's the thing about anime. And that's why I feel like everyone should always give anime a chance, because there's an anime for everybody.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone. You might not like what's, like, the most popular thing. Mm-hmm. You might not connect with Demon Slayer.
Yeah.
You know? You might not connect with My Hero. But if you go back, there's something for everyone. I remember I was watching this TikTok of this one girl who was talking about how anime was all, like, rinky-dink or whatever, like, it's all cartoons or whatever, right? Mm. And then she had one friend that was like, oh, you know, like, that was always watching it. And then she, like, on a whim, wanted to watch a show to, like, fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So she put on Death Note. And
there you go.
Rather than falling asleep, she ended up watching, like, 5 episodes
back to back. There's anime for everybody.
There's something...
Like, I literally recommend it to Amy, who's not, like, big on anime, School Rumble. Because School Rumble is my favorite slice of life anime.
Yeah.
It's genius. Like, School Rumble's writing is so good because it feels so real.
Yeah.
There will be two characters in the foreground that are talking to each other. Like, there's a group of best friends. There's 4 of them.
Yeah.
2 of them will be talking to each other in the foreground. And in the background, the other 2 friends will start talking to each other, and you can hear what they're saying.
Yeah.
Just in the background, kind of muffled from with the others. And sometimes the characters in the foreground will pick up what the others are saying. Like, wait, what did you say? And it's like, oh, it's nothing. We're just kind of talking about that. And it's like, I've never seen a show do that.
It just feels, like, really real.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah, and it's really funny, too, because, like, if you just Google School Rumble, you'll think it's one thing and then watch it.
Yeah.
And it's like,
oh, wow.
Because, like, it's this romantic comedy about this girl. It's like, no, it's also this romantic comedy about this guy.
Yeah.
And like, his, because, like, oh, the opening School Rumble it perfectly pitches the show to you. But what I love most about School Rumble is how season one, it's another one that's like 26 episodes, right? But they thought they were only going to get 13.
Yeah.
So at the end of season one, they do a next time on School Rumble, and it's all the characters with guns, and this is like a slice of life high school show.
Yeah.
They have guns, and they're killing each other, and it's like super violent, and then Tenma's voice actor, she's like, yeah, like that'll happen. And then they got renewed. So episode one isn't that for season two,
yeah.
But then episode two is. And it's the funniest thing, dude. I love School Rumble so much.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's the best slice of life I've ever seen for anime.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. That's great.
It's one of my favorite animes. And then Cromartie High School is pretty funny.
Yes. Oh, my. That's another clip show
yep.
kind of anime.
Yep.
But I love it.
It's so good.
So unhinged.
Like, yo, we're at a school and we've got to be the toughest guy at the school. It's like, there's a gorilla here.
Their teacher's a robot.
Yeah.
I mean, their principal's a robot. Like,
there's so many things.
What?
There's a whole episode where they're trying to remember a song. That's literally
oh
the plot
my god!
Of the episode.
I loved that episode.
That's the plot.
Everybody's
dude.
All like, "Yeah, the song goes." Yeah,
I like to imagine the voice actors sitting there, like it's like the reading the script. But also, there's a joke in Cromartie High School that only works in English.
Mm.
Where he says, like, dearest mother, you know, he writes a letter to his mom some episodes at the beginning, and he's like, you know, a lot of people complain about English dubs in anime. Well, I don't know what they're talking about. Maybe they'd rather my voice, and then it switches to, like, a really girly voice, like, sound like this, right? And then it's like, maybe if I was animated this way, too, and then it switches, like, the drawing of the character is different changes. And everything. And then he returns back, he's like, nah, that'd be pretty lame, right? And then he's like, he looks at the camera, he's like, some animation, this is the first frame we've done. It's like, yo, Cromartie High School's great.
Yeah, man. Nah, there's an anime for everyone out there.
Ghost stories.
Oh my god.
The infamous anime dub.
The
word.
Best dubbed
yeah,
anime.
Yes, absolutely the
hands
best. That's
down.
An anime where it's better dubbed.
Bro, the regular, it's a boring show. It's a boring show that didn't do very well. But over here, we got this crazy yep. dub.
Do whatever you want. Make it sell.
Crazy
the only things you have
dub.
To do is keep everyone's names and
yeah.
how you send them away. That's it.
It's iconic dub, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's an anime out there for everybody.
There
you
is.
Like robots, you like zombies. You like big swords.
You like boobs.
You like boobs. You like boobs. You like ninjas. You like pirates. We got a pirate anime. You
yep.
like we have a firefighter anime. Fire Force.
That's
we
get, true.
We got cops.
Yeah.
We got robot cops.
Is
we got
one
sci-fi cops.
Soul Eater.
Soul Eater. Oh yeah, you like witches and pumpkins and Halloween
yep.
themed stuff. We got Soul Eater.
I love how we did not mention Demon Slayer at all.
No,
Demon Slayer is like a good introduction anime.
It absolutely
if
is.
If you've never seen an anime. Go watch Demon Slayer.
Yeah, if you yeah,
yeah.
You might not be into
it's
it.
Very basic.
It's very
it's like
basic.
A very basic anime.
Very like
one note
anime.
And everything.
Yeah,
yeah. But wait. It's a good like. Here's how shonen works.
Yeah,
you
here's,
know?
Here's how like gate
introduction weird. To shonen.
It's
yeah.
like a new gateway anime.
Oh yeah,
yeah, but yeah, man. Anime's great.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else we can just like name drop.
I've seen Black Clover, the one with the wizards. That's a wizard anime.
We watched Little Witch Academia.
Little Witch Academia, witch anime.
Yep.
Witch school anime.
Trying to think.
You like Harry Potter? Watch Little Witch Academia. Gosh, what else is there?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time thinking.
I've seen so many.
Me too.
I've seen
I'm
so
like,
many.
I have
anime.
So many on Blu-ray. It's just like, I'm trying to like, what's in that list? Kill a Kill's hard to get on Blu-ray.
Yeah. I'm
trying to get that. Oh, Fooly Cooly.
Oh, Fooly Cooly.
Fooly Cooly's weird.
Six episodes of
yep.
pure gold.
It's really weird. And you know
gold.
What bothers me about Fooly Cooly is they made a prequel and a sequel, and I only saw the first two episodes of the prequel, the sequel. What I think is so funny, the first episode doesn't feel like Fooly Cooly until the very end.
Yeah.
And the way they do it, the reveal of, like, where Haruko's been, it's great. Because, like, there's just this... We mentioned
Shaman King, we mentioned Naruto, we mentioned Death Note, we mentioned Bleach, we mentioned Inuyasha, we mentioned Gundam, we have mentioned.
Sonic X.
Is that an anime? Yeah, it is.
Sonic X is an anime.
Sonic X is an anime.
We got Discount Sora in it.
That is Discount Sora.
It really is.
That is dollar. We got Sora at home.
We got Sora at home. Wish Sora.
Wish Sora. Yes. Oh, man.
What else is there for anime? I'm trying to think.
Oh. Anime got us into a lot of games, though.
It's true.
Kingdom Hearts, Final Fantasy.
You've been playing Code Vein.
Code Vein, Scarlet Nexus.
Yep. Scarlet Texas.
Scarlet Texas. Scarlet Slideshow, the game.
A lot of reading and looking at slideshows. Jesus.
Yeah, man. Anime's great.
It is.
It's a very solid medium.
Anyone who's like, I don't watch anime, it's like, man, shut up.
Yeah.
There's a good anime out there for you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, you just give it a chance.
Literally.
Give it a chance, my guy.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I think, man, there's gotta be something. I feel like we're forgetting. There's definitely anime we're forgetting.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely we're forgetting anime.
Remember Bakuman?
Oh, I do remember Bakuman.
The manga about making manga.
I remember reading that while it was coming out.
Yeah.
So good. Yo, Bakuman is such a solid manga. Such a solid manga about making manga and being a mangaka. Oh, and it's a love story.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. It's so cute. It's such a good tale about two dudes come together to make manga, and it's a manga. Remember Bakugan?
Yeah, of course.
Battle Brawlers?
There you go, another English, another American-made anime.
Yeah, but that was big, though.
Like Beat-em-on and Beyblade.
Oh, Beat-em-on.
Let's Beyblade!
Ah, Beyblade too, though. Yep. Beyblade was fire. First season Beyblade, love that.
Beat-em-on's so cool, because as you pointed out to me, it's like a Western.
Yeah.
But, like, they're shooting these toy marbles. It's like...
Yeah. Yeah. And some of them have crazy powers.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh, you guys are cheating. You guys, at this point...
You guys are cheating.
You're cheating.
Moncoli Knights.
Metabots.
Metabots. Oh, yeah. Metabots is really good. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Metabots is really good because it started as a parody and now it's, like, become this awesome thing.
Yeah.
Because I love that, like, they're shooting bullets.
They're
weapons.
These are actual weapons that children can just buy.
And you don't control them. They just do what they want to do.
They are sentient robots. Yeah, no, great, man.
Beat them on. But yeah, Moncoli Knights. If you don't know what that is, wait for the Jordan Fringe video. He'll get to it.
He's on his way.
He's on his way. Remember Moncoli Knights, bro? I'm the only person who knows what that is.
No, I don't remember Moncoli Knights. Thank you for...
American-made anime. Totally Spies, Martin Mysteries, and Team Galaxy.
Team Galaxy, those three.
Yep.
Who did those?
Marathon.
Marathon, yeah. I liked those shows.
They're French-made anime. Yeah, it's really
they're
funny.
Great, though. They're solid.
They are great. Like, Totally Spies is funny because I know... So many guys who watched that.
No, it's I saw an Instagram thing that was all like the Totally Spies picture, right? And it's all like, this is the show that every guy watched but didn't tell anybody they watched.
Yes, absolutely. None of us talked about it.
Yeah, no one openly talked about Totally Spies.
No one talked about Totally Spies. But we all watched it.
Everybody watched it.
Yep.
Everyone watched it.
Mm. When you make the women in your show just interesting characters, you don't have to be patronizing and be like, girls get it done. It's like, no, they're just getting it done.
Yeah,
you
they're just getting it
done.
Show
us they're cool.
Yep.
And, like, everyone watched it. Like, that's the thing, man. You don't have to...
It was a good one.
It is. Let's just make a good show. Kim Possible is another one like that. Where if you just make a good show that's entertaining, all genders will enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Anime. Dad dough.
What?
Anime Dado.
It's a lyric Dado?
In Soulja Boy made a song called Anime. And no one knows what the lyric is. But on lyric.com, it's Anime Dado. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta love Soulja Boy.
Seriously.
Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty. Rick. 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 Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty.
You gotta pull that off of Spotify now, man. We can't be talking about Rick and Morty. Stop it, Soulja Boy.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, Soulja Boy. That's, Soulja Boy. Yeah, that's done.
But yeah, man. Do you have any anime toys or something?
I have a Momo Yayorozu.
Momo Yayorozu.
And I got a Kakashi pop figure.
Kaka-sensei.
I got Pokemon. I got Bulbasaur, Squirtle, Lucario, and Lapras. I got Pikachu and Horsea.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Who, if you had to marry one anime woman, who would it be?
If I had to marry one woman from anime?
Yeah, and that's who you're with forever.
For the rest of my life.
Yes. Who are you picking?
That's a good question.
Yeah, dude. Right.
That's a good question. No, that's a really good question.
I know.
Because I can't...
Yeah, I have a hard time deciding.
I don't know. That's a really good question. Mm. I get, you know, I don't have a waifu.
Yeah, who's the waifu?
I don't have a waifu. This is my wife.
Waifu wars.
Waifu wars. That's funny. Yeah, I don't think I have one.
It's funny because, like, for comic books, I have one. Mm. For, like, video games, probably. But for anime, I don't know.
I don't think I have. Yeah, I don't have one.
Hmm.
I don't. Yeah.
I really have to think.
Yeah, I'd really have to sit there and, like, go through. All of the...
Pull out all my Blu-rays, okay.
every single anime I've seen. And then I had to be all like, what do I like about them? Do I like their traits? Is this cool? And then, I had to think about...
Could we make this work in a relationship? And also just personality, like, okay, are they toxic? Do I just like them because they're toxic?
Yeah. There's so many, like, toxic anime characters.
Yeah,
period. Just like, no.
Yeah.
Couldn't be with that for the rest of my life. That's crazy.
The end, bro.
Mm. Yeah, man. Yeah. Who's your favorite anime character?
That's a good question. My favorite anime character? Just not protagonist, just character?
Character.
I have so many. There's so many that I'm like, oh, this character's cool. I have a lot too. Cool. Probably, like...
just lifts off some.
I'm thinking, okay, like, I like Revy from Black Lagoon a lot.
Yeah.
She's a very interesting character. And she's one of those characters where they've never done, like, a full, here's her backstory.
Mm.
Because that writer is smart. And he's like, no. Here's, like, little sprinkles of it. I'm not going to explain it to you.
Yeah.
Like, you figure it out, right? Yeah. You can fill in the blanks. I love that about Revy.
Yeah.
She never says sorry at all. Mm. She never cries.
Yeah.
Even though there's moments where you'd think she would. And it's like, that's interesting. And then the fact that, potentially, we don't actually know the full story, but she's probably a R-word victim, right? Which is strange considering the clothing she wears for combat.
Yeah.
It's like, why? And then you find out, like, they meet this guy that like, owns a brothel and stuff, and he greets her. And it's like, hey, when are you coming back? And she's like, yeah, F off. And it's just like, so wait.
Mm.
Like, what went on with her past? But I love that it's never truly shown
explained,
to you.
Yeah.
It's just enough for you to kind of paint a picture.
Yeah.
And I really like that about Revy. She's up there. And then, like, in Air Gear, it's like, yo, there's so many characters I love in that.
Mm.
Like, just... Simca on paper is just a Manic Pixie Dream Girl. But then they do so much more with her in the manga.
God, yeah.
And it's like, this is amazing.
Yep.
But, like, Iki as a protagonist is pretty cool.
Mm.
He's one of those characters that's, like... Because, you know how anime protagonists have, like, a big ego? It's like, what if, like, it was lethal?
What if he was really leaned into it?
He was so full of himself.
Yeah, even if he lost, he would believe somehow, that he would win.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, yeah.
It's like, oh, so we're only class D, and we need to be class C to fight these guys? Okay, we'll just beat someone who's class B.
Yeah.
like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Nah. His strategies are so dumb.
My favorite anime characters tend to be the characters that are, like, aloof. Like the ones that you would consider to be lazy, but they actually apply themselves, you know? Like, that. I really like them. I really like the geniuses. genius characters. Shikamaru's the L's. The L's of the universe. Like, L's up there.
L's great. L's weird. But, like, how do you come to your conclusions? Like, that's the one thing I think is funny about L. It's like, there's no way.
Yeah.
No. Show your work.
Lelouch is another one of the genius characters I really enjoy. And then another one of my favorite anime character, like, archetypes is the people that just never give up. I love that sense of, like, no matter what's against me, I can do this. I do not care. I will do, like Kurno is one of those people that I just love.
It costs him, but yeah, like, I love that. Him, yeah. But, like, yeah, and I was gonna say Kei Kurono is up there for favorite characters.
Yeah,
too. Yeah.
He's.
But yo, okay. Can I just say though, you're so right about doesn't give up. My Hero's great at that. Their moments of that are always good.
Oh, so good.
I will compliment them for that. They always do because it feels like you're right there with them. Like, yeah, man, you're gonna win, man. Yep.
Anytime Deku is like he's being pushed back.
Yep.
He's like 100% all for one.
And even All Might has a moment like that. Yeah. Endeavor has a moment like that, and it's like it's so cool.
Yep.
I love Gantz for doing that. But there's always consequences.
Always.
Like, it's like, yeah, or also, even then, the one time he makes it out fine because of it, he does it out of spite. Not because he actually believes in himself, but because he wants to impress someone.
Yeah.
Or, like, just spitefully, I'm better than you, so I'm gonna do this. And it's like, that's such a, like, twist on that concept. It's all about ego rather than, oh, I actually believe in myself.
Mm.
Like, it's like, I just don't want to look like a loser. Yeah. Like, I kind of like that about Kei. It's a good deconstruction of the shonen protagonist.
But then, like, I think Goku might be one of my least favorite anime characters. Like, I love the fights he's in.
Mm.
Great. Horrible character.
All he
Horrible
cares about father. Is fighting. He's a terrible dad. He almost destroys the entire
The world. Universe, like, the whole
universe. All because he wants to fight. It's like, that was a terrible decision for the writers. Like, why would you write Goku this way?
Literally.
Like a complete buffoon.
Goku in Dragon Ball, I really like.
Yeah, he's cool.
He's a cool character.
He's like, what's the word? He's pure of heart in a world where no one else is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
but like in Dragon Ball Z, he's just an idiot.
Yep.
Like dumb. Pure of heart doesn't need to be stupid. He's a moron.
No.
Like, yeah. Krillin's the best Dragon Ball character in
Krillin's
my opinion.
Krillin's great.
He's complete human and there's no way he can't even keep up with his friends. I feel like that'd be a better story.
Because he ends up with the girl. He gets the girl.
He
at the
gets
end.
The girl. And also just like he creates his own move, Destructo Disc.
Yep.
He just makes that.
Yep.
The Nimbus can only sit on the Nimbus if you're pure of heart. Goku sits on it. Krillin travels with Goku on it all the time. Not because he's pure of heart, but because he's holding on to Goku.
Yep.
For dear life.
Dear life.
Across different, like, countries, bro. Like, Krillin's awesome. Yep. He's my favorite Dragon Ball character.
Yeah, he's cool.
The one character in the team that there's no way they can keep up with.
Yes.
Like, they can't keep up, but they keep going.
Yep.
Not because, like, I'm determined, but because, well, they're my friends, and, like, I'm a...
follow my friends.
Yeah, like, I love my friends, like, yeah.
That's another thing that I really, that a lot of anime does well, like, it makes you feel the camaraderie of the group that you're with. It's cool.
Yeah, that's when cool you know vibes. It's a good anime.
Yeah.
One Piece is good at that.
One Piece is really good at
Team
that.
Team Dynamic's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, because I'd argue Naruto is not good at that.
No, art, no.
Yeah, there's, like, no team dynamic. Mm-mm. It's like, Naruto, use your god power. We'll be over here.
Yeah, Naruto, you handle this,
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, Naruto's team dynamic, I'm not a fan of that. My Hero does it a little better.
It's a bit.
The few times we actually see teams, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
it's like, get Deku, use your god power.
Yeah,
like,
Deku, you have the strongest quirk in the show.
Oh my gosh.
Seven quirks in
you have seven in here. How convenient. Now's the time, Deku. Now's the time.
It's going to happen once I beat All For One. Am I going to lose the power? It's gonna
not
be gone.
The time anymore, bro. It's not. Time's up.
You know all those quirks that you trained and practiced to, like, you know, use? Yeah, you don't need them anymore.
You
so we're gone.
Yeah, we'll take them away.
Peace. You're going to be quirkless again.
Here's a funny thing. Boondocks and Avatar... The Last Airbender. Because they're not technically anime. So, like, by definition, anime is, like, cartoon created in Japan. Even though, like, okay. It's funny to me that people, they're like, yeah, Boondocks is an anime and Avatar The Last Airbender is an anime. They're anime-esque. They look like anime, but they're technically not anime.
Yeah.
Avatar The Last Airbender. And both of them are good, I would say.
Avatar is one of IMDb's highest-rated TV shows of all time.
You know what? Yeah. I think it deserves it.
I do, too. Really good. Yeah. It's really good. And it's a cartoon.
Yeah. It's Nickelodeon. Yeah. Like, that's the thing.
Honestly, Avatar might be Nickelodeon's magnum opus.
It is.
It
easily is. People talk about SpongeBob. Nah, man. Shut up.
Avatar The Last
Airbender. No, why? Because that show knew when to end.
You know what we haven't talked about in this whole episode about anime?
What?
The best anime of all time. Cory in the House.
Oh, right. Where's the reboot?
Yeah, where's the reboot of Cory in the House?
Prequel series.
How come Raven got a new show, but Cory...
That's true.
Cory don't got nothing?
That is true.
Where's Cory's show?
Yeah. Huh.
Where's Cory's show? He got a whole spin-off. Everyone loved that show. They did a spinoff of The Suite Life of Zack and Cody, and then they were just like, yeah, let's put them on a boat. Same show, but on a boat. Everybody's still there. It's on a boat. Their mom's not there. That's it. It's on a boat.
We should talk about, like...
Yeah, Junji Ito. Great, great horror manga author. I'm not the biggest fan of Uzumaki.
Yeah. I like the art.
The art's crazy. Yeah, it's like really cool. Story-wise, Uzumaki is kind of mid. And I know people are like, I love Uzumaki. It's good horror. It's so good. No, I'll be real with you guys. Let me be honest with you. Art-wise, like what you see, so cool. Mm-hmm. Story, so mid. So very mid. He has much better stories. His short stories are amazing. Mm.
Cage of Eden.
Ooh.
Remember that?
Ooh, that's another one I was reading when it came out.
Yeah, man.
I was reading that weekly.
Yeah.
All right. Whenever that came, that book came out, it was weird. It wasn't a shonen, so it came out like whenever.
Mm.
But bunch of kids trapped on an island.
Yeah, they crash land on an island
with like dinosaurs and everything,
mm-hmm.
and they have to survive.
Sounds really neat.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's honestly, it's a hidden gem.
Yeah, seriously. Cage of Eden.
Cage of Eden. That's a good one.
Battle Royale had a manga.
I don't know if you ever read that. I like the movie.
Yeah, I like the movie too.
You know, Hunger Games before Hunger Games?
Yeah. Don't watch that in English. My God.
No,
the protagonist's voice actor is so bad.
Yeah.
Everyone else is fine, but the main guy, he sounds like Hiccup from How to Train Your Dragon.
I remember I watched Battle Royale with my friend Justin over Skype. Like, we queued up watching the movie at the same time and would just talk about it on Skype.
Wow.
Yeah. Good times.
Remember having to queue up a show
at the same time to watch it with your friend? Yep. We used to watch shows on the phone.
Yep, I remember.
That's crazy.
I vividly remember that.
That's crazy. Yeah, man.
Good times.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Anyway, we're gonna wrap this up. You guys let us know what anime you like. I'll leave some comments there. Like, don't die.
Yeah, don't die. We need the viewers.
Because the time is now.
We need the viewers.
Don't die. We need the viewers.
We need the viewers. We need the listeners, please. Yeah.
Don't forget to comment down below! Junior and Marcus!